The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, it's Monday. Yeah. Our engineer, Justin, said... Well, we're going live, and I go, do we have to? He hears that pretty much every time we go on the air together. Hey, it's great to hear your voice. John Reagan, Mitsubishi Motors admits manipulating fuel economy data, and their shares tumble. And they overstated the fuel economy on 625,000 cars sold in Japan, and it knocked its shares down more than 15%, wiping out $1.2 billion off its market value. I guess lying is in vogue, right?
Well, you can't really blame them because the governments make these laws that ignore physics. So businesses, to stay in businesses, have no choice but to be deceptive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like you will have the average fuel economy be this unachievable amount. And so the automakers say, okay, well, let's see, we're going to have to lower the weight of these vehicles. We'll have to take out some of the steel. Okay, we'll have plastic bumpers because now the government doesn't require 5-mile-an-hour crash resistant bumpers. Remember when they used to do that and all the automakers pushed their bumpers out and the cars looked weird because the bumpers jutted way out? That was so they could make that 5-mile-an-hour impact without damaging the vehicle, you know, the front and back. Well, I guess that went away, and now we have these plastic bumpers, and there's nothing behind them except styrofoam blocks. So if you ever see one of these cars that's been hit in the back or, you know, side, and you can actually see where the bumper is, you'll find out the bumper is not what you think it is. It's air and styrofoam attached to, you know, somewhere there's a steel structure beneath that, but not much. Yep. Yeah, so we've reduced the weight of the vehicles by replacing heavy metal bumpers, chrome-plated, with plastic and styrofoam. It's amazing that people are thinking that these little cars are safe. I don't know, John. I'm kind of concerned about it. I guess that's why I drive old cars.
You know, it's amazing. When I was growing up, the cars didn't have seat belts. There were no car seats for kids. In fact, there were small toys that would be considered choking hazards, you know, given away in boxes of cereal. Right. You know, I guess none of us made it through the 60s.
And, you know, it's funny you say that, because I was thinking as I was looking at this oncoming truck. It was a big truck, a full-size American-made truck, with these towing mirrors. And these mirrors stick out like great big ears. I mean, they stick out, oh, maybe a foot past the skin of the truck, so that you can see around a trailer you're towing. And I looked at my mirrors. I don't have those. I have, you know, standard driver's side and passenger side mirrors on my old truck. But I remember in the 60s when you could get, you'd have one mirror on the driver's side. And it was an option to get a mirror on the other side. And before that, it was an option to get a mirror on the driver's side, right? And in, I think, 64, I believe, was about the first year for seatbelts, if I remember correctly. And I think they were an option. But you're right. You could slide across the front seat without a seatbelt. And then the seatbelt wasn't enough. You need to have a shoulder harness. And that wasn't enough. You need to have an airbag. And that wasn't enough. You need to have passenger airbag as well. And then you need to have door airbags. And then you find out that some of the airbags don't deploy when there's a crash. There was a post about that. So you've got a full schedule for us today. Absolutely full schedule. I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked on the news tab, resources for USA Preparers, May 2nd, hour number one. Where are we starting, John?
I guess let me do some quick housekeeping, too. I was working on this until like after 9 o'clock last night, and then I go and check news, and I find out Puerto Rico is set to default on their bonds today. We're not even talking about that. Also, between last night and this morning, there were a couple of big church fires. One was in Manhattan, a 160-year-old Orthodox cathedral, just gutted. And on the other side of the world, in Sydney, Australia, had another fire. Both of those churches, the fires were after Easter services for the day. And that might sound strange to a lot of you, but in Orthodox Christianity, yesterday was Easter. For those of us in the Western pagan sect of Christianity, we had Easter back in March, almost a month before that we were celebrating the resurrection, almost a month before the crucifixion, because Passover was April 23rd this year. And there were, I was trying to figure, what's the connection? One, it was May Day, which is the high satanic holiday, Beltane. And I think that's probably the connection. There was also solar weather going on that was of the nature. We had the solar storms that can cause fires from electrical equipment. But this just seems too coincidental. Beltane, there are bonfires associated with that, along with sacrifices. But normally those would be the night before. But I don't think they could resist burning a couple of churches on Easter that also coincided with May Day. Let me run quickly through what we're not going to get to, because I know a lot of you out there don't have internet, and I just want to at least let you know some of the things going on. The pension problems aren't just here in the United States. They're also in the UK. Greece is set to default again in July. I think that's an interesting date because that also coincides with our political conventions. American Idol bankrupt, Sports Authority is liquidating. ExxonMobil lost its AAA rating. And even in the Great Depression, they were AAA. We talked last week about Toyota having to close down plants because of the earthquakes in Japan. Well, there's also some GM plants that had to close on this side of the pond. Bin Laden Group in Saudi fired 50,000. And I'm a little bit concerned, what do 50,000 unemployed Muslims do? Glenn Beck fires 40, and Freeport, which is an energy company, dumps a quarter of their energy people. Oh, then SpyTech, there's contact lenses that are video recorders. And if that's not bad enough, Google's got a patent for an implant that replaces the lens of your eye. I've got an article on medical artificial intelligence, pretty much what we discussed, how it can do so much more than doctors. They also have a brain atlas deciding where different words reside in the brain. Brainwave IDs identify people individually. It also makes you wonder, you see skull caps in the pictures there, you wonder, can they do it without that? Probably so. And how far out? Because we've heard rumor of They can identify a person by brainwaves from satellite. And also in the biometric ID area, your skull can be used as a password. It makes a unique resonance. You might have seen where former Speaker Hassert was convicted, and the big crime they convicted him of was the same thing that got Kent Hovind, is taking your money out of the bank, you know, structuring. Watson's now combining with Elmo to create some mind control for pre-K kids. Radiation-wise, it was the 30th anniversary of Chernobyl, and one of the articles I just picked at random there for that is how milk, 30 years on, is still radioactive. In health, I've got vitamin C epiphany, where talks about how you know, the non-food sources of vitamin C can be beneficial due to the way things are. It's a good read. Beware counterfeit drills. There's some Chinese dental drills that have made it to the American market that can fall apart while they're working on you and cause severe damage. Got some interesting preparedness articles, how to make your own rum. I got the link entitled Yo-Ho-Ho. Do-it-yourself water storage, how you can create an inexpensive water tank. Amish boating. I enjoyed the picture there of how they back up to the boat ramp. It's all about the supply chain. We have the Marine Corps having allowed their planes down because they don't have the spare parts. Obama sets another record, first president in history not to have a 3% growth year. Russia now has artillery shells that are GPS guided. The cost of regulations, $4 trillion. And second time in less than a month, I've got an article about how using $2 bills can land you in handcuffs. So that's the stuff we're not going to probably have a chance to talk about, because there's just so much to cover. And when we get back to the break, first up on hour number one, vermin, I do want to give a couple of video warnings. The second video under the first hour has some bad language. It does not auto-start. The last link in hour two on magnesium is from Dr. McCullough, and it does have an auto-start video in there, so just wanted to let you know if you click into those links.
John, that's the first time in years that we've spent the entire first segment talking about the things we're not going to talk about. And they're all true. And I've read all of those stories. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. Vermin. Vermin is the topic of the moment.
Was listening to Paul Harvey, rest of the story, years and years ago, and I was fortunate enough to come up with the transcript, so I'm going to do my best to read it. Just don't expect it to sound like Paul Harvey. If there is a stain on the record of our forefathers, a dark hour in the earliest history of the American colonies, it would be the hanging of the witches at Salem. But that was a pinpoint in place and time, a brief lapse into hysteria. For the most part, our 17th century colonists were scrupulously fair, even in fear. There was one group of people they feared with reason, a society, you might say, whose often insidious craft had claimed a multitude of victims ever since the Middle Ages in Europe. One group of people were hated and feared from the Massachusetts Bay to Virginia. The magistrate would not burn them at the stake, although surely a great many of the colonists would have recommended such a solution. Our forefathers were baffled by them. In the first place, where did they come from? Of all who sailed from England to Plymouth in 1620, not one of them was aboard. Vermin, that's what the colonists called them, parasites who fed on human misery, spreading sorrow and confusion wherever they went. Destructive, they were called. And still they were permitted coexistence with the colonists. For a while anyway, of course there were colonial laws prohibiting the practice of their infamous craft. Somehow a way was always found around all those laws. In 1641, Massachusetts Bay Colony took a novel approach to the problem. The governors attempted to starve the devils out of existence through economic exclusion. They were denied wages, and thereby it was hoped that they would perish. 4 years later, Virginia followed the example of Massachusetts Bay, and for a while it seemed that the dilemma had been resolved. It had not. Somehow the parasites managed to survive, and the mere nearness of them made the colonists' skin crawl. In 1658 in Virginia, the final solution, banishment, exile. The treacherous ones were cast out of the colony. At last, after decades of enduring the psychological gloom, the sun came out and the birds sang and all was right with the world. And the elation continued for a generation. I'm not sure why the Virginians eventually allowed the outcasts to return, but they did. In 1680, after 22 years, the despised ones were readmitted to the colony on the condition that they be subjected to the strictest surveillance. How soon we forget. For indeed, over the next half century or so, the imposed restrictions were slowly, quietly swept away. And those whose treachery had been feared since the Middle Ages ultimately took their place in society. You see, the vermin that once infected colonial America, the parasites who preyed on the misfortunes of their neighbors until finally they were officially banished from Virginia, those dreaded, despised outcasts, masters of confusions, were lawyers. And that is from Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. And we have still not learned that lesson.
John, I lived in a town in Virginia of about 500 people. And there was an attorney in town, just one attorney. And he had this farm with no fence around it, but there were two cattle crossings. And cattle crossings are, these concrete structures that cattle don't like to walk across. So if you have one at the entrance of your property and you've got, you can drive across them, but it's like a grate made out of concrete, really heavy. And they're just sitting in this guy's field, serving no purpose. So I called him up, called up the attorney, and I said, hey, I saw that you've got these cattle crossings, and they've been there for 10 years, 20 years. They're just kind of sitting abandoned. You're not using them. Would you consider selling them? He said, yeah, go ahead. Just go get them and, put them in your place and get them over there. And we'll figure out what we charge you later. So I called one of my friends, and he happened to be a descendant of slaves. He said, Vincent, can't you get him someplace else? Don't buy him from him, because he is going to take advantage of you. Once you get them installed in your place, he's going to charge you way, way more than they're worth. So this attorney had a reputation for doing that. I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back. Captain John Reagan's with us, and this is why people don't like attorneys. It's really hard to trust them.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's one of the reasons that we tell you these real-life stories, things that have happened to us on USA Prepares, is so that you're aware of deceptions and all kinds of things that can happen. And by knowing in advance that these things have happened to other people in the past, you can be on guard to prevent them from happening to you. So the same attorney, because he was the attorney in town, he was involved in pretty much all the real estate transactions. He had access to who was in financial trouble, who wasn't. And he accumulated some buildings and properties in town. He accumulated wealth in terms of real estate and the improvements on real estate, meaning buildings. And, some of the buildings in town, people would want to start a business. And town was just maybe a maybe a half a mile long, buildings on either side. And those were the stores. And that was it, the end of town. Okay, that was it, just a half a mile. Main Street, if you will. And some restaurant entrepreneurs would want to start a restaurant in town, and they would say, okay, they'd want to rent the building from him, the attorney, and he'd say, well, just get your equipment in there, let's see how it works. They'd move in, he would charge them a small amount of rent for a couple of months, then the rent would go way up, and they would fold, the restaurants would fold every single time. Every time. So I just wanted to share that story with you. And if you're going to get involved in transactions, make sure that you know the terms, the conditions, all the terms and conditions, the payment, the schedule, all of that. Okay? Back to you, John Reagan. So you're right, vermin. Vermin is a great term. And by the way, we hired this guy before we knew this. We hired this guy to represent the interests of my parents in a real estate transaction. They were going to buy a farm in Virginia. And I heard this guy say, I wasn't supposed to hear it. He didn't know I was in the building at the time. He said, oh, I'm not interested in representing Vanilla, meaning Finelli. I'm not interested in representing them. I'm just interested in making sure you get your real estate commission. He was talking to the realtor. I happened to hear that and they didn't know. And so we went to the closing where my parents were buying property. And I said, here's a certified check for the funds. Is this acceptable to everybody? Full cash settlement? And everybody said, yeah, good, it's good, it's good. I said, okay. And I named the attorney and I said, you're fired. There will be no closing today. I took the check, put it in my briefcase, and we left. And they were all stunned that we were ready to complete the transaction. I fired the attorney. I told him he was participating in fraud and deception. He just couldn't believe it. So you can fire your attorney, too. So, next, John.
We also have an infestation in Congress, and I got a quick search done during the break. And this is from the 113th Congress from 2013, where the adult population in the United States, just over 0.5%, 0.6%, are lawyers. 41% of Congress is. And that explains a lot of our problems right there. But it gets deeper than that, and that gets into the other things I've got scheduled for hour one. Came across this video, and I entitled the link, What Do College Students Know? The article is, Have They Dumbed Us Down Past the Point of No Return? And this comes from Texas Tech campus. One of the students there started interviewing other students. It's just a two-minute video. It's kind of like when Jay Leno did his Man on the Street type thing, only instead of random people off the street, this is random people on a college campus. And, you know, they ask such difficult questions as who won the Civil War? Who did we get our independence from? Who is the vice president? And with one exception, nobody knew, and there was one girl that, after thinking for a while, was able to name Joe Biden as the vice president. On the other hand, if you asked what show was Snooki on, who is Brad Pitt married to, and who was Brad Pitt's first wife, those answers just rolled off their tongues. And you know, when you're at college, you're expected to be at least among the more educated of the high schoolers. However, when we look at high school, which is the next link, just 37% of U.S. high school seniors are prepared for college math and reading. And it doesn't have to drop very much to say only a third of high school seniors are set to handle college math and reading, and even at that, when you get to college, a lot of people don't even get beyond some very basic math. They don't get into analytical geometry and calculus and be able to understand what processes are done anyway, even if they don't use it. For example, in finance, all those formulas are based off calculus, And if you don't know calculus, you have no idea how those formulas work. Now, you can be taught to plug in the numbers and get answers, but you aren't even able to use your own judgment on to, you know, did I do something wrong because you don't understand the process? And if that's not scary enough, next video, SJW stands for Social Justice Warrior 101. And like I say, the language on this, you know, when you're dealing with this group of people, well, it's not bleeped out. It's disturbing to see the fruit, and I believe these are a number of people you've seen here are also college students, although some are off the street. The hate that is demonstrated there is beyond what most of us experience in our daily lives. In one place, you even have one woman saying how she loves Satan. And think about what these people are going to be like once they no longer have the supply chain that, you know, supports everything that they do, and they're sitting there with nothing but their hate. Continuing on, the loving left. this gets into the trip that Trump made out to California, and there's a picture about three-quarters of the way down. And the one I'm looking at, you'll see a couple police on horseback, and there's a sign at the front, immigrants and refugees are welcome, not Trump. And at the bottom it says pslweb.org. Now, when you go to pslweb.org, you find out the source of this. That's the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And that's what we're seeing, you know, with the anti-Trump, with the Bernie people. Socialism is making a big resurgence, not just here in the United States, but in Europe as well. So it's almost getting to the point where you have the socialists versus the Muslims in Europe. Here in the Southwest, which this was in California, you've got a lot of the Mexican immigrants, whether legal or illegal, that want to convert the Southwest back to Mexico, that consider it part of their country. In fact, La Raza, the race, they want to liberate that area and make it theirs again. And, you know, all I can say is if we don't stand up for the values, and it's going to be very difficult to do with the youth pretty much, you know, captured by the enemy's camp, as I've gotten the next generation there. The future of America, more than half of all U.S. adults under age 30 now reject capitalism. Now, the thing is, if you're under age 30, you don't know what capitalism is anyway, because we don't have capitalism here anymore. We've been under corporatism for so long that that's been called capitalism. I guess in some ways it's no wonder that these young people hate it. But the answer to this corporatism, which really is, you know, what we see under socialism, where you have private ownership but controlled by the government. Under communism, you have ownership by the government. Either way, it's not good if you're one of the people that love freedom. And then when you take that another level up, it gets into the religious or spiritual aspect. And you'll notice that all the fight is not against really anybody else other than Christians. If you're a Christian, you're the problem. If you're a Muslim, you're welcome. In fact, anything else, it's fine. But, don't you dare say that J word in school. Jesus is not welcome. And unfortunately, we're reaping what we've sowed. And based on demographics, it's going to be basically impossible to return to a country that resembles the United States that many of us grew up with. The replacement rate just to keep the indigenous population what it was isn't there. That's why they're relying on immigrants, and that's why both parties let all the immigrants in, because they need the money to pay for all the promises that can't be paid for.
Very well said, John Reagan. I got disconnected from High Speed Digital, and I just reconnected. So, Justin, if you can bring me back on digital, we'll be good. We'll see how long it stays up. Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, Les in Washington. Welcome, Les.
Hey, Vincent.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing good today. But I wanted to bring up, as long as I could, a little bit about Hillary that I don't hear nobody talk about since they left office back in the 90s. And, you know, it's, I really get upset when I see all these people back at Hillary. And it's, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I don't even think half of them were alive, born yet, when they left office. But Hillary and Bill cleaned that place out from all their China and silverware, which nowadays is called flatware. But that was silverware then, from when Jackie Kennedy put all that stuff in, shopped all over the country, looking for stuff to restore the White House, and then this all happens, and nobody realizes that is a federal offense for taking that out, because that belonged to we the people, not the ex-president. I just feel people should know all that.
I just did a search, and it says viral image. Clinton's stole $200,000 in furniture, China, artwork from the White House.
Wow.
And you see Hillary there in a pink coat, right hand over her heart. You see William Jefferson Blythe, Clinton, right hand over his heart. And they are at the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial. And that's this image. And it says that, let's see, that after leaving the White House, Hillary was forced to return an estimated $200,000 in White House China furniture and artwork she had stolen. That's what this post says. So, allegedly...
Oh, yeah, they returned it. I never heard that.
Yeah. John, have you heard of this?
I seem to remember that when it happened. if that's all she did, we'd be much better off.
Mm-hmm. And just this one, she and Bill
should be added.
Yeah, she and Bill Clinton allegedly had this fight at the White House. Larry Nichols mentioned it on the air with us, and I guess Bill caught her in a compromised position with a woman, and then White House lamps and things were thrown around and broken. I mean, absolutely outrageous, the kind of things that go on. And then if you look at the correspondence dinner, John Reagan, did you see the correspondence dinner where they had this one correspondent give the finger to this alleged comedian who was is doing a terrible job? If that's comedy, we have really fallen farther than I thought. But that White House correspondence dinner was a spectacle. It was an outrage. It was a disgrace. It was showing us what Washington is really like. By the way, the comedian, if I remember this correctly, called the president Barry, indicating a good job, Barry. Even others in Washington know his real name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Les. I appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to share?
I'm just glad that I could put that out on the air, and maybe people can start thinking about other things besides Bill's rape and blowjobs.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful. You have to be careful what you say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Les. Thanks a lot. We're going into a top of the hour. Justin, I hope you caught that.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Class, when you call in, please, please be careful what language you use on the air. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements, if we're allowed back on. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.